Live from the studio, it's Dish Decorum.
The key to this sample is spilling the tea.
Despite having 99 problems, my mouth isn't one of them.
And now, welcome Tamar and Jari.
Hey guys, welcome to Dish Decorum. I am your host, Tamar Stanberry. You already know who I got on the side. Who is it?
Jari.
Jari
Ells. What's good, y'all?
So glad to be here on this beautiful Saturday.
Yes, me too, Tamar. Very much so.
What did you do yesterday?
So yesterday, it was my day off.
Yay! We love a day off.
And, shit. I ain't really do shit. Just get my hair done. That's about it, yo.
That's pretty much it?
Yeah. I see the fresh cut on you.
Thank you.
Like it.
Thank you. I did that yesterday. I was in the house, you know, because you know I'm about to come up with a business.
Yeah.
With a,
y'all buy his products, please. It's
most definitely. And you know what we was talking about last time when we said somebody was in the house. It was Stevie J? Stevie J, Puff Daddy, them, they was in the house smoking, doping, drinking, choking, chewing, sucking. But in my house, it's only going to be smoking and doping.
Smoking and doping.
We got some Kool-Aid. Nice, okay. Kool-Aid. Nice. Okay. Nice crispy cheats. I'm just thinking about it now. My mouth is watering.
Mm-hmm. That sound good.
And what else was it?
What?
What else did I have? Oh, gummies.
Y'all, he's so funny. He's so funny.
I had gummies. So the gummies were good. They were nice. And sorry, it was down a little bit. Nice, and it got me high. I drunk some juice, so I'm going to be a little,
Well,
today.
Y'all got to buy his products, y'all. Fire.
They're going to love it. Everybody loves it. Make sure to take a look at the Dish Decorum website at drum.io/dishdecorum to check out those snacks. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and get started, Jar. You already know what time it is. What is it?
Celebrity.
Yep. Come on.
Let's get it. Come on. Hey, y'all hopping on my live, you know, say something to the Dish Decorum podcast. Hey, y'all, what's
girl, you
up?
You know they ain't gonna say nothing. They just here to see what the hell going on.
That is true.
Wendy Williams, she doesn't currently have an invitation to join The View as a guest host, but you never know. They also shares that Wendy has received multiple offers. Well, I'm pretty sure she received multiple offers. Yeah. As far as The View, she's not going to be doing it. She don't like politics. She don't have time for it. What she needs to be worried about is her dry bank.
Yes.
Because her bank is very dry right now. She's not getting access to any of her money.
Nope.
Her son is the power of attorney, but he's holding no power. She has the previous manager that put out the bug in Wells Fargo ear, so they're not giving her the money.
Yep. All of she doesn't craziness. Have the power attorney to any of her money.
Everything is making her go crazy, and she's on the verge to be unhinged.
Ooh, that's a scary sight. And y'all, she's been in the business for over 30 plus years. Out of pocket, y'all.
The whole thing is a mess. She's not going to be renewed for her show, as we know. I hope she starts a podcast. I
hope she does too, because her podcast will be pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Better than the Breakfast Club, in my opinion.
Yep. Well, oh well. But I'm sorry that I guess her bank is not letting her get any money because she worked hard for her money. But you'll be straight. We're all praying for you. We're wishing you the best. We pray every day.
Very much so, Wendy. We do.
So, no problems with that. And
oh my God.
We got more great podcasts for you today. Up next, get ready for our first guest, Foreign Melvin, with the business motivation.
Yay! Can't wait. Tune in, y'all.
Hey,
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dish Decorum. It is Tamar, you already know, and welcome my first guest, Foreign Melvin.
What's up everybody? I'm here to tell you guys about myself.
Oh, you ready to go ahead and just jump right into it, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, so I know that you own, what is it, Kinda Foreign?
Yes.
Kinda Foreign? Yeah, and what inspired you to develop your idea?
I really started when COVID-19 happened. That was my senior year of high school. And it gave me a lot of time to work on myself, think of new things, what I can do. And my brand was one of them.
So, when did you start your brand?
I started it 2020 when COVID-19 started. So
had a lot of time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To really think of what I wanted to do with my life before going to college. And my business was one of them.
Okay, and how was COVID-19 for you? Was it kind of stressful? How did you sit there in the house the entire time and come up with Kinda Foreign? Were you stressed up under that whole thing? Because starting a business up under COVID is kind of dangerous and scary.
So honestly, in Miami, prom is a big thing for people. I'm not going to say
everything is a big thing in Miami.
Yeah, it is. So all those events, my senior events, all that got canceled. So I'm like, well, damn.
You can say a little something. As long as it's not, probably
okay. Oh my God. So really, when all those events got canceled, people was already telling me, oh, you're the next Jisoo Wu, Shane Justin. But I wasn't really thinking like that. So for me, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Then again, I'm like, dang, I don't got my events no more. There's nothing I can do. So I put my creative talents, my styling and everything into that. I started my first photo shoot, posted that on Instagram. Got a lot of clout from that. And mm-hmm. people really liked it.
And I seen you on TikTok. Your numbers be going up on TikTok.
Yeah, I just started TikTok though.
You just started? Because mm-hmm. I thought you got your account was locked or something like that. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
So with that, they tend to ban people for dumb things. Like, you know, I feel like they ban people for dumb stuff, and that's what happened with me.
So as far as your priorities, how has that changed when you first started?
So my priorities with my business?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure when the world came back, you had to figure out how to still maintain your business while also getting back to the world.
Yeah, so many people probably wasn't making money around COVID time because they, you know, thought people weren't coming to their business. We were on quarantine.
I was making money, honey.
You one of the people then. So for me, people are very supportive of me. So when I posted the little t-shirts or whatever, I started off with t-shirts, and a lot of people were supportive of that. I had a trunk party. That's a thing, when you graduate, everybody come to it.
A trunk party?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the trunk? Liquor?
No.
It sounds like
a trunk party is you'll have a bunch of decorations of the school you're going to. So everybody come, give you money, stuff like that. Money for school, presents.
So everybody, you mean to tell me, this is in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody drives their cars up or whatever, hangs out of their trunks and receive money. What is it?
It's whatever you want it to be. It's like a block party. It can be a hall party.
Oh, so you're not in the back of your trunk. That's just what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically,
that's what it is. Yeah.
So they not filling your trunk up with gifts.
That low-key can be it, though, but yeah, stuff like that. They give you meaningful things you can use in college as a freshman. So they'll give you a refrigerator, microwave.
What did you receive?
I got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I got gift cards, stuff from Macy's.
So you got no refrigerator, no microwave, no notebook.
All that money covered all that, though.
Okay.
You know? So
yeah, right.
Yeah, so I didn't really need the actual stuff because I drove up there my freshman year.
Mm. To college?
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that the best?
13 hours.
Wait, oh yeah, you're in Miami. But did you, you had your own car, like, as a freshman, right?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about. I was about to say, I loved having my own car as a freshman.
Yeah, and then they had to drive back. So I fly up here most of the time.
I would too, because then that's what? It's a 2-hour flight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it is. I love going to Miami. I love to sit there and just have fun.
True.
That's what, like, when you going to be back in Miami?
It's a vibe, but soon as school over with, I leave May 4th.
Okay, I want to go to Miami. Or if I go down there, you're going to show me around?
Yes.
I've already been to Miami, like, a lot of different places, but you can show me around to, like, new things that I haven't been to. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you should go.
So, back to your business, though.
Okay.
Knowing what you know now, is there anything you would have done differently when you were first starting out?
Honestly, I would probably take it more serious then, because I... Well, then again, I would want to work serious with both times. Like, now I am serious, but I'm slacking.
But you're saying take it more serious when you were in the COVID state of mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Because school does slow your business down, too.
Yeah, so around that time, I was able to really plan out my shoots, pick what girls I wanted, mm-hmm. how they looked going to look.
You have great marketing. I will say that. You need to go ahead and come over here to Dish Decorum. Or Phobia Skin, or even just my Instagram and market everything I got going on.
I don't got a problem with that. I'll help. So, yeah, that's one thing I would change. Mm-hmm. I love my marketing. I know how to sell the clothes, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, besides being stressed in the COVID state of mind, what is something that you had to overcome at the beginning of your journey, just so the future entrepreneurs can know, what is that something, okay. Is it laziness? Is it food? Because I know I eat a lot, so.
Same.
Food kind of slows me down.
Yeah.
That's something I had to overcome, but what is something that you had to?
Something I had to overcome was really maintaining my business. People like the slack, like around COVID time, everybody in Miami was trying to start a clothing brand, sell stuff, this and that.
They hustlers in Miami.
Yeah,
some
so
straight hustlers.
You would have people that's not really maintaining it anymore. Those people had weekday businesses. That's not gonna get you nowhere. So me, I was posting every day, whether people like it or not. Y'all can unfollow me. So like, if you don't wanna see it, unfollow me, but not. I'm not that kind of person to post once, then post another next week. That's not gonna make.
You're gonna
me
post fun. Every.
Yeah, and you're gonna see it
because
day, you may,
every single hour.
Did you don't know who video? Might see it.
You remember that video I sent you? Didn't know I tagged you in it. Whatever. Yeah. She's like, well, hello, and welcome to my home.
Yes, because like people need to see. Not they don't need to see it, but mm-hmm. I would like for them to be motivated by it sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that's what I have a problem with too, because I'm very private mm-hmm. with my life.
Yeah,
and I am the type to where, but. I already know what's unique about your business. Is there anything that you can tell them what's unique about your business, though?
The uniqueness of my business is compared to, I keep bringing it back to Miami, but like we can say around campus, people really know my business. They'll be like, well, I seen your stuff on Instagram, TikTok. I'm like, ooh, you really did? And they be trying to model for me. I'm open to new models, so those people may be from Detroit, Chicago, Mississippi. That's giving me more exposure. Mm-hmm. My stuff will be around the world before I know it, so I'm open to that. That's what's different about my business. I have models.
Okay, love your hat. Love the kind of foreign tracksuit. You still didn't give me one. Yep.
You know what I'm about to say.
Yep.
I didn't order it yet. I'm about to order it.
Yep. I definitely want to get my tracksuit. I'm going to hide you in the alley until I get my tracksuit. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what are you working on now? Let them know.
Okay, so really, I have been taking a break from my business. I've been modeling for other businesses lately. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say I'm not doing counterpouring no more, but I've been pushing out too many products to where it's just, I'm finna throw this out there till it sells. So now I'm really taking my time, really creating stuff.
Creating what? Wait, hold on. I don't know if I'm following this interview correctly. Did you just say that counterpouring, you were pushing back from counterpouring a little bit?
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm stopping it completely because I want to just really take my time and put my thoughts into it. Mm-hmm. The things I've been selling is like stuff I buy from vendors that's already made. I just add my logo to it. So I want to really sit there and draw my sketches out, do stuff like that, mm-hmm. to where I really made it my creation.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see the bag. What's in the bag?
This is a two-piece. Kind of like, you can wear it to the gym or something like
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, so heavy.
Yeah, it's very, ooh. It's good quality.
Great quality.
Thank you, stretchy. It's a mm-hmm. large, but it really fits like a glove.
Mm-hmm. And I love the K of F.
Thank you.
So what is this? This is just a...
You can say like a two-piece.
I want this.
Bodysuit. Whatever you want.
Nice two-piece cream looking bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little...
Where are you going to wear that to?
The gym.
Okay. They're going to be looking at you.
Right. If I put it on TikTok, I'm going to get banned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know TikTok don't like anacondas. But if you...
Bye. Oh my God.
I definitely love and I'm... So thankful and happy that you brought that over.
No
Melvin,
problem.
Thank you for talking to our future entrepreneurs out there, letting them know what they can, you know, run into, how to get their business started, and what to overcome. Be sure to make sure to check out Foreign Melvin on his Instagram at Foreign Melvin and his clothing line at _ kind of foreign. Thank you so much, Melvin. Give it up. Clap, 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 clap.
No problem. I plan to be here again someday.
Someday?
Yeah, someday. Once
I love your energy. You definitely need to come around someday. I definitely want to have you around a little more so you can stick around and give some advice for these people as well.
So, I do have a little story time about how I first started.
How you first started your business?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to come here and tell that first. Don't go to anybody else. Okay. Make sure it's here.
Yeah, so you want me to say it now?
Yeah.
Okay. So really...
The story time now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got to reschedule. We ran out of time.
Okay. Bye, America. I'm being kicked off this show right now. So.
Oh, wow. We just don't have enough time. Be sure to stick around and listen from me and Jari for more. And don't go anywhere. Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Anchor allows me to showcase my skincare and quality essence counter line, market other black-owned businesses, give affordable fashion deals, and be very shady across the globe. And don't forget to subscribe to our entrepreneurial guide, download the Anchor app, or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Decorum. It is your boy Tamar.
And your girl Jari. What's good, y'all?
Y'all already know. Jari, we're doing PSP. Mm-hmm. This time we had people submit some stuff. Well, everybody always submits their questions with PSP.
Mm-hmm.
But we get some that's talking about sex. So I really didn't know like if I can talk about sex onto the podcast and things like that.
Yeah.
Once I got it approved and all of that. It's time for PSP, and we're going to talk about our favorite thing, sex.
Sex. Mm-hmm. We love it.
So here's the first one.
I love my boyfriend to death, and prior to us having sex, he wants to watch porn and do the tricks as they are doing them. Now, I was a bit skeptical because I felt like it was offensive, like I'm not enough. Should I be offended? She said they've been together for 8 years.
Wow.
What do you think?
I don't feel like she should be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been together for a real long time. And, you know, you got to spice it up a little bit, y'all. You can't just do the same missionary, do the same, you know, same stuff over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's just, it gets boring, it gets played out. You know, you got to get a little exciting. And I feel like, honestly, she's being insecure with herself, because she don't like herself and the woman that her husband's looking at. You know, she's probably like, oh, she's prettier, he likes the way that he don't.
Overall, girl, back to your question, don't be offended. Guys love a little novelty, and plus all the work is off you. All the work is off her.
Exactly. Don't, no, hi, y'all, that's fun to me.
Oh, my gosh.
But see, everybody ain't like me.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody don't get down like that.
We gotta move on. We gotta move on.
Yeah, you're right.
Because we got two more.
Okay. We got two more. Okay, come on.
I'm scared to hear the next one. So,
all right.
My name is Alyssa, and I'm 26 years old. So I've just got into using sex toys in the bedroom, but don't know if I'm supposed to clean them every time. Please help me understand this crazy sex world. First of all, you go, girl. Woo!
I'm
Second
sorry.
Second of all, you're dirty.
Yeah. All I heard was you don't know if you should clean them. What? Let's go back. Let's re-say that again, y'all.
Clean them every time. She's saying clean them every time.
I feel like, you know, you should get you a little spray bottle and at least a little bit. Because y'all know.
I feel like you need to submerge it in some soap and water. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, you can't really clean dildos like that. You can't really clean the dildos like that. You gotta. It's the same.
Well, yeah, use a mild soap and water if it's Pyrex.
Yeah.
Let's say that, if it's Pyrex. Then that's when you can use a mild soap. But also, you can get an STD from not washing your toys, hunty cunty.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could. I mean, but you should be the only one using it, honestly. So if you got an STD, girl, you need to go get your. But let's move on to that next question.
We have time for one more.
Yay.
So I've been with this guy for about 4 months, and our sex is phenomenal, and he loves to experiment. Now he wants me to use a sex toy on him. What if this man is gay? Please help me, Tamar.
Yeah, you got
She
it.
Says
got
it's it. A full-blown penis. A full-blown.
Okay.
Gay!
And he's no, gay. Okay. And he's a gay man. And he's a gay man.
No, I'm just playing. But for real, yeah. I would say, honest, scientifically speaking, the male G-spot is the prostate. But he wants her to use a full-blown penis on him.
Yeah, how many inches did she say?
She didn't say. Ooh. But I have a trick for his ass.
Come on. Keep explaining, Tamar. The biggest, blackest what? The biggest, blackest what, Tamar?
The biggest, blackest horse. And submit another question. Tell me how it went.
Yeah, please tell me how that went. Because, you know, baby, he might be, you know, he might not like your flavor.
Oh, my God.
And it's okay.
These shady-ass questions. Jesus Christ.
It's okay.
Well, everybody, please stick around because y'all already know we have time for one last segment. Yes, positivity.
All right, positivity. Darling. This is my favorite, y'all. This is my favorite.
She is so stupid. Y'all have to tune in to Jari Yeah, live. Like, if y'all are on this podcast, trying to reconnect. Okay. If y'all are on Jariel's, or if y'all are listening to Dish the Corn right now onto our podcast, make sure to know that y'all can get a sneak peek of this. Like, y'all can really go to her Facebook, or y'all can go to our Bigo at Dish the Corn to do that. Just type in her name, Jariel Simple. You're going to get a lot of friends now.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yep.
How many of us have them?
Nope.
Friends.
Don't need them. Cause the hoes ain't shit. Cause they ain't shit.
Y'all. Okay. So this time we are ending this off with some positivity. Come on. Reward yourself for your good habits is what this one says. Jari, right. What you got for us today?
Love yourself. Self-care. Self-care. You deserve it. Always remember that you deserve it. No, but for real, on a real note, guys, I do want to end it on a real note. Always, you know, just care about yourself. Care about the things that happens around you, because negativity will bring you down. It will bring you to that point that you don't think that you need to, you know, give yourself that type of care and stuff, that type of kindness to yourself, because motherfuckers are so evil.
They are.
Very.
They really are.
Very much so, and that's real tea. And that's real tea right there, baby. And that's real tea.
This stupid show. Y'all have to definitely be seeing y'all have to see a visual of how this show works. Jariel, we did great. They are awesome. I love the show. I love everybody who's on the Facebook Live watching.
Thanks for watching.
I just love everything. I love you for listening.
Yeah.
Everybody who's on the Dish to Quorum, on Anchor, on Apple Music.
Hey, friend. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, everybody. Everybody. Including Hey, friend.
Yes, definitely let us know what you guys think about the podcast today.
Please.
Give us a thumbs up. Rate it. Give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Let us know how you felt.
Please.
And let me know if you love the sex edition. We'll definitely.
Because we love sex. Mm-hmm.
I love you for listening.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Y'all.
The we best revenge is massive success.
I love it.